This week is Parsha Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Achrei Mos Kedoshim gets to the heart what it means to be a Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world. There's a vast cosmos and in this vast cosmos, there's one group of stars called the Milky Way. And in that, there's one star called the Sun, and some of the planets. And in that, one planet is planet Earth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this vast cosmos and set this one place in this vast cosmos that this is the whole purpose of what I'm doing. That on this planet Earth, I've set it up ideally so that the end of the process of what I'm going to do on planet Earth to be a human being. And that is the whole purpose of the stars out there. If there are black holes, they're not black holes. There might be black holes. And maybe there's not. They change their minds every few years. But there is out there. That's not relevant to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this whole world with one little spot here called planet Earth. And that one spot, he made it so that he created atmosphere, created weather, seasons. Doesn't exist anywhere else. And he created vegetative life, created animal life. In the end, created a human being. He gave him a neshama. And there are two worlds. As much as he's creating this world, there's a parallel world out there, a spiritual world. What's an amazing thing is we believe that there are two very parallel worlds. In the past few years, the one who first came up with this idea was Einstein. It's been very developed the past few years. More and more physicists come to the conclusion that there are two parallel worlds. There's a physical world, there's some other world out there that's paralleling. What happens in one is parallel to what happens in the other. We knew that a long time ago. Those of you who learned Nefesh HaChayim know all about the two parallel worlds. And there's one thing in this world that straddles both. It's the human being as a guf and neshama. So if ma'ase b'machshava t'chila, this is the last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Created a physical human being with a neshama and said the whole purpose of this entire cosmos is what? That this human being should use the physical world to develop his neshama. That's what we're here for. The whole purpose. If there's a star out there, there's a black hole, whatever that means, they still can't figure it out. Out there. Whatever there is, is one so this human being, this neshama, should be able to use the physical world to build and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave that message to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon flunked. He said, Mikol Eitz HaGan Ochotocha. Do whatever you want. But remember, use the physical world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, Well, you should. Kito is the macho. Okay, to what a Marishan, for those of you who've learned Nefesh HaChaim, is using the physical world for the physical world itself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, get out of Gan Eden. Humanity is going to have to build itself to understand this message. But then instead of building themselves to understand this message, humanity went down, 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 down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give up. Starting all over again from Noach. Again, Noach and his son saw everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the world. They were viewed HaKadosh Baruch Hu running this world in an unbelievable way. They were supposed to give that over. Humanity is going down and down and down. Then in a number of 10 generations, a man called Avraham Avinu. He got the message. He understood. If he's here in this world, he's here for a purpose. That purpose is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave that message. And he gave that message so strongly, more than anyone else did, that he gave it over to, that even though he had many, 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 many people where he was Makarev, there's one who continued and really got the message in the deepest way. That was Yitzhak. And Yitzhak was Makarev. Large numbers of people. There's one who really got the message. Yaakov Avinu from the Klal Yisrael came up. And that's who we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be carriers of that message to the world. Question, who is the human being? Who are you? What are you about? You're an economic machine. Purpose to be here to make as much money as possible. Be here to have as much power as possible. Who are you? What are you doing here? And Klal Yisrael was sent to the court of Barzal Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael had to do a process of being in the most sophisticated, wealthy, ancient culture that was totally corrupt and show that you can survive there. And the ones who can survive in that culture are the ones who are going to be the builders of Klal Yisrael. But not everyone can do that. It's a challenge. It's a tremendous challenge. of Klal Yisrael, after they saw Damsa, they Akinim, everything, said we want to stay. We don't want to leave and become the Amma Nivra. We like it here. It's comfortable. 20% said no, leaving to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they did it, Lech Techacharei, Bamidbo, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah. Those of you who managed to go to Chutz Loretz via Sinai Desert, so big desert. Lech Techacharei, Bamidbo, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah. It's a long way with nothing there. Desert. That's how you prepare for Pesach, seeing where Klal Yisrael were for all those years. Lech Lecha. They accepted a Torah. And they accepted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them at Har Sinai, with the Gilui Shechina, they understood what it means as HaKadosh Baruch Hu running this world. That's what was an absolute clarity at that point. That's why I said, Nasa v'nishma. We'll do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not so easy. But you survived Mitzrayim, now I'm going to give you a whole way of serving me in a total way. Taryag mitzvahs. V'ma'antisku v'atzisim es kol mitzvah. You do all the mitzvahs, v'yisim k'doshim l'elokechem. V'asisem osam, b'k'doshim l'elokechem. That's one. And they said something else, nishma. What's nishma mean? We'll understand, we'll learn Torah. Now, nasa includes tremendous amount of knowledge. You have to have a tremendous amount of knowledge for nasa. An unbelievable number of halachas you have to learn. Nishma means learning Torah just for the sake of learning Torah. To connect your mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With mitzvahs, we connect our guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Nasa, with Nishma, we connect our minds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, there's another mitzvah. Kedoshim Tiyu. It's a key mitzvah. Rambam says he doesn't count it because kola kola Torah kula. Ramban says it tells me something specific. But what does it mean? It means every Jew has to look at himself. The fact that I am a Jew, what is it? Who am I? Where am I? I'm a spiritual being, I'm a physical. Who am I? What am I? When Yonah was on the ship and they realized that it was supposed to be Yonah, the whole storm, Chazal tell us, they realized something funny. Because surrounding the ship there was a storm, but they looked out in the sea away. It was a very calm sea. There was something was on the ship. And they cast lots, and it fell. And they cast lots once, twice, 10 times. They're always falling over. They say, ask them, "Who are you? Ma malachtecha?" Some people define themselves by their profession. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a businessman. May I in tovo? Some people define themselves by where they live. Some people define themselves by what nation they belong to. By umeisa amot. So Yonah answered, Ivri Anochi. Ivri. Doesn't say Yehudi Anochi. Ivri. What's Kol Olam Be'Evrachad V'Hanei? I'm different than everybody. V'es Lokim Ani Yorei Asher Oso Sayyam V'Abosh. You want to know who I am? I don't define myself by a profession. He happened to be a fisherman. It doesn't say Dayo V'Anochi. Doesn't say where he came from. I live in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say that. I define myself who I am. I serve HaKadosh Baruch. That's who I am. Now, in Achrei Mos, at the end, it says, Vaydaber Hashem Amor Shalem, Vaydaber Ben Yisrael Amartalem, Adi Hashem Alkechem. It's a very strange series of psukim. What did we just finish? The whole story of the Avodah Yom Kippur. And then the story of Shavuot Chutz, bringing Korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan. And then all of a sudden it goes to a brand new topic. This is the introduction to Kedoshim Tihiyo. Rashi says, Shemaseim shel mitzrim shel knanim mikukolim mikolu umos. Va'osa mokum sheyoshu bo Yisrael mikukum min hakol. The two most corrupt nations in the ancient world were Mitzrayim and Canaan. And where they lived in Mitzrayim, their neighborhoods they lived. The Jews were in Goshen, separate, and they spread out. Where did they choose to? What neighborhoods did they move into? The most corrupt neighborhoods in all of Mitzrayim. They got attracted by that whole lifestyle. Asher yishavtem bo. K'mas eretz Kanaan asher ani mevi eschem shem. Lo sas. So, what does he say? Or Chaim HaKadosh asks a very simple kasha. We know they're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. They know they're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem has to tell you, I'm bringing you there. Chaim HaKadosh says, listen, I'm telling you as follows. Mishmartim zchukosem v'yasismos sh'asanu v'chai b'hem. It's going to give you life, Torah. Now don't say, what can I do? The surrounding, the atmosphere, my environment just doesn't let me do it. I know that you lived in the most corrupt society in the ancient world, and you're the way to the also the most corrupt, the two most corrupt societies. And still I'm telling you, you can do it. That's not an excuse. For 80% of people to say they don't want to leave. They like it. 27% of the people said, we're building clients. It's not an excuse. So what am I asking for? Gives you all the Arias that are awesome. Whole story of Arias. Al titamu b'chol eile. Yimchol eile nitmu ha-goyim asher anim eshaleach mepnecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm throwing Canaanim out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Vatit moha aretz. Because this land, Eretz Yisrael, and keep that in mind the next time you look at whatever you're looking at that you're not supposed to be looking at in this country. This land is kadosh. This land of Eretz Yisrael, like a living organism. And when you take a foreign body and inject it into a living organism, it rejects it. It's poison to it. Taking Arias into Eretz Yisrael is poison to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael will expel it, throw it out. Batit ma'aretz, and I'm for efkod avon olecha, v'soki ha'aretz es yoshveh, it's spitting them out. U'shmarta ma'asem l'chu kol sem es v'shtad v'lo sasu, don't do all of this. Ki es kol ha'tuei v'sev also anshe aretz asher l'vtecha, batit ma'aretz. And do it so that they won't throw you off. And that is kikot kolash osmi kol tavevo so elu menichus. Okay, that's his kedoshim to you. And we live in a very strange society here. We're in a very strange society here. On the one hand, there's more limud haTorah here in Eretz Yisrael. The concentration of Limud HaTorah and Kedusha here in Eretz Yisrael is overwhelming. But also, concentration of Tumah here is also overwhelming. In the midst of a tremendous war, it was announced that this summer in Tel Aviv, there will be the biggest gay parade in the world. The gay capital of the world is nothing other than Tel Aviv. Altitama Bukhalaya. At a time that we're in a very dangerous period of history here. And it's our Limud HaTorah that keeps us going here. We'll discuss more of this over Shabbos. Shabbos I'll use to discuss a lot of issues. I think you should be aware of where the world's at today, where the world's going. But there's a counterbalance. We're here sustaining it. But it says, Dabiril kol adas v'yashir v'amatanem k'toshim tiyo. You are a spiritual people. You're a spiritual people. Your identity is Kedusha. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokim. I am kadosh, and you have to become kadosh. You connect to me with kadosh. And so Chaim HaKadosh points out, yes, he's telling Klal Yisrael, you come from a corrupt society. You're going there and you're going to be living in Eretz Yisrael and they're going to be corrupt people all over the place. You're going to get rid of them, but you're never going to get completely rid of them. They're going to be corrupt societies. That's where you're going. And it's not an option. It's not impossible. I'm demanding you as a Chi of Gomer, because you can do it, to be Kaddish even there. Now, what does it mean to be Kaddish? Ramban explains Kedoshim to you one way. The Rambam agrees with him, Lemaisa, has a different pshat in the Pesukim. Ramban says, as follows. There are certain chiyuvim we have that are in Taryag, but there are certain chiyuvim we have that are beyond Taryag because they emphasize who the entire human being is. The Rambam put everything in Taryag, so he includes what the Ramban says, under Los Asurachri Levavcha Rachri Einecha. What does that mean? There's a physical world. And we're part of the physical world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us as physical beings. Ofa minu adoma. We're physical beings. With all the physical needs and all the physical desires of every other human being, we're physically no different. But he says, I want you to be a spiritual people. And a person can be a novel Bishus HaTorah. And what defines a person? First of all, his speech. Nivel Peh. According to the Ramban, Nivel Peh is an Isra Dorais. According to the Rambam, it's an Isra Dorais. So when you talk a certain way, that's who you are. Klal Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, as much as they got involved in Egyptian culture, they still talked Lashon Kodesh. They say the way we talk has to reflect who we are. Doesn't mean I can't talk English, but it's not the words I use. What is it? It's how I talk. And if I talk if I talk like people in the gutter, that means the way I talk is who I am, defines who I am. The type of speech is high-level speech and low-level speech. Also, lo'odan lo'otzi dova maguna mipiv, Gemara Masech. So talk in a refined way. And there's an Issa Gomer of using Nivel Peh that shows you who you are. And it's a gomer to get drunk. Imagine that. All this so-called from alcohol culture that we have. It's a gomer to get drunk. It's a gomer. Get drunk on Shabbos. I can't give the number. You violate Kedusha work. Kedusha Shabbos is about you violate Kedoshim to you. It's also to get drunk. When you're drunk, you're not a spiritual being. You like that alcohol so much. Not being Jewish. A Jew is a spiritual being. He doesn't get so involved in his physical activities that it consumes and becomes who he is. It's what you view. You view the pictures as nus. That's the whole problem. With all the schmutz all over the place. It infiltrates your mind, it becomes who you are. No. It's kadoshim to you. You're a spiritual being. That's who you are. Who is Yonah? He's not a fisherman. He is not someone from Eretz Yisrael. Ivri Anochi is Hokimani Yoresh. But the Ramban says very simply. He says, Vim Gimtsu Baltaifa Mokum Yoshotiv Bisnus. You can do it. Uyo Soveyayin, Ulo Le Bosa, you sit. No. I remember before, in a different world, when the only way they can communicate in writing was by sending faxes before there was email, before there was internet. So I remember I had a certain Talmud, and his father sent a fax how wonderful Rosh Hashanah was. Now, what was this man's Rosh Hashanah? He sent him, so he came to the office, and handed it to him. All the unbelievable food and alcohol he had during the Sudas in Rosh Hashanah. The man didn't get the message. Missed the message. Yeah, you're supposed to have an Onik Shabbos and enjoy Shabbos, no? But that's a way, it's a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it consumes you, it becomes what you are. No. We had a very wealthy Talmud. So what makes their Yontif and Yontif? His father would hire an unbelievable cook, pay thousands of dollars for the fantastic cuisine, and get $1,000 bottles of wine and schnapps. That's Yontif. That's Yontif. That's Yontif. It's being a spiritual being. How much Torah did you learn over Yontif? How were you davening over Yontif? Was that what you focused on? Yeah, enjoy Yontif. Have beautiful food, wonderful wine. But if that becomes what Yontif is, you missed the message. It's not what Torah is about, says the Rambam. He says, that's being a novel b'shus HaTorah. Your physical being, you know, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your hands and your feet, but you don't serve Him with your whole being. Doshim Tiyah. Being a yeshiva, you have to be a ben Torah. What is a ben Torah? Ben Torah has nothing to do with the hat you wear, the shoes you wear, the haircut you have. That people, in a superficial world, that's how some people define it. A ben Torah means someone whose whole metzius is Torah. He understands the purpose of life is to be a spiritual being. That's what ben Torah means. Another time we'll discuss what the Rambam says, how external creates internal. Okay. That's what being a ben Torah is about. Finding yourself through talk. That's who and what you are. That's what Kedoshim Ti is. We are. It's Kadishtem V'yizim Kedoshim Ki Kadosh Ani. The purpose that I came to this world is to use my neshama to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, by becoming just by thinking all Yontif is about is who knows what food and who knows what wine. And you leave Avodas HaKadosh Baruch on the side, so you miss the point what Yontif is about. Miss the point what Torah is about. What's the Torah about? Kadoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadoshim Yashim. And if you, as the Ramban says, Yishvor Pivu Lashono. Mezgoil Beribi Hachilo Hagas. Menadimo Hanimos. Don't think the purpose of your mouth is to consume who knows what. Or to talk who knows what. Vuchol Pedo Venavola. That's what this mitzvah is about. This includes the entire Torah. It's the theme of the entire Torah. It's not a specific mitzvah. And the Pergon said, what can I do? Look at the society around me. No, no, no. It's exactly why the introduction to this is you're coming for Eretz Mitzrayim. You survived Mitzrayim in the way to Eretz Yisrael. I expect you, in the midst of that environment, still it's possible. And that's what a Jew has to be. Kadoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem. Okay.